Welcome to the Next Level Sales Podcast, where lead generation, sales, spirituality, and business strategy come together to help you live to your greatest potential while building a thriving business and life of your dreams. My name is Jessie Quimby Hearns, and I am so glad you joined me today. It is my most sincere wish that this podcast shines a whole new perspective on what people traditionally think of lead generation and sales, and that it brings you some fresh thoughts about your business, inspires you to approach sales and lead generation in a whole new way, and motivates you to build a life and business beyond your wildest dreams. I am so grateful to have you here with me today. With that, let's get to today's episode. Sometimes when we are stuck in our business, trying to do some troubleshooting, trying to figure out what in the world is going on, one of the best moves that we can make is getting back to basics. Just kind of push and pause for a second, stepping back and going back to some fundamentals. So this podcast episode is going to do a little bit of a revisit at a high level of the basics of marketing versus sales. So this episode is for you if you are new to the high ticket coaching business and you're just trying to get your elements into place, or if you have been at this for a little while and you're just at a place where you can't figure out what is going on, like where are things stuck? Why am I not getting the results that I want? This episode's going to give you a chance to step back and take a look at, okay, what is marketing? What is sales? How do they fit together? And do I have these set up properly and working efficiently and effectively? Super important to be effective with both of these in your business right now so that you can get as many new leads and get as many new clients as you possibly can. Because ultimately, our goal as high ticket coaches is to serve more people, hopefully, and make a greater positive impact to the world around us. Okay, so with that, let's get started. All right. So I know this is basic. I don't mean to offend anybody's intellect here, but let's just take it down to the bottom line. What is marketing? What is sales? They are different. Okay. Now we'll start with marketing because that is the front end of everything. Marketing can really be broken into, I see it as two different steps. The first is bringing awareness. Okay. So bringing awareness to your offer. So if you are a high ticket coach in the relationship arena, for instance, you're new to the business, you're in the online space, maybe you don't have a lot of followers, maybe you don't have much of a social media presence at all. How are you going to get new clients? Well, you've got to get the awareness out there that you are someone who can help them with their relationship, right? So awareness of what you do, who you are, what you stand for is the first piece of marketing. Awareness means people are just getting their eyes on you. So that's a frequency thing. It's how often you're in front of people. And it's also the element of this is getting in front of the right people. So you want to make sure that you are in front of the right audience. So in the social media world, there's lots of different platforms you can choose from. You can do posting, you can do all kinds of things in the online space, but are you in front of the right people? Are the right people seeing you that they would be interested in what you have to offer? And are you catching their attention? So the other piece of that with awareness is messaging. Okay, so we've got getting in front of the right people, having a message that actually resonates with them, catches their eye, and picking what avenues or vehicles you want to do to raise awareness. So a lot of different things happening on the awareness end of things in the marketing world. Is this making sense? So first step of marketing is just raising awareness. From there, what marketing can do for you is actually to bring you leads. Now, this is really important because leads are the people who are engaging enough with you that you actually have a way to contact them back. So this is the difference between people just seeing you, which happens in the awareness stage, to where people actually are interested enough that they will share their contact information with you so that you actually have a lead that you can communicate with. All right. So that means that you either have an email address, maybe you have their social media information so that you can communicate with them that way. But ultimately, it's not really a lead until you get that contact information. And so marketing allows you to build your email list so you can start to create connections, reach out to people in more of a mass situation. You can start building community. You can really start to get to know these people. If you have their social media information, you can actually reach out, DM, communicate with them, interact with them. So marketing, as we look at it, raises awareness of you, your product, your coaching offer, who you are as a person, and it creates an avenue for someone to want to share their contact information with you and become a lead. This makes them a little bit more invested and interested in what you're doing. Typically, someone will be willing to give you their contact information in exchange for valuable information. This could be some sort of what's called an opt-in, right? Some sort of a freebie of some sort in exchange for their contact information. So the goal of marketing, raising awareness, sharing some sort of information, and creating a lead. Can you see there's like a step-by-step-by-step path? And in this whole path, you're going to be growing an email list of people who are expressing interest in you, what you do, and you're going to be able to communicate back with them because you're going to have their contact information. Now, interestingly enough, one of the big mistakes I see in the world of marketing, there's actually a couple of them, but one of them in particular is that people will get out there and they will create awareness without ever actually doing what's needed to create a lead. So there's a lot of work, a lot of exposure, a lot of getting out and doing posting and being out on these different social media platforms, trying to get the word out about your offer, but not asking for any sort of exchange that you might be able to be building your email list, creating those connections with people that allow you to continue communication with them. So a lot of times people miss the step of actually getting a lead. This mistake happens because there's really no call to action that would ask someone to exchange their contact information for another piece of information. So the opportunity to capture this person as a lead is missed. The other mistake that I see that happens so commonly in the world of marketing is that our language, our message isn't what I like to call sharp enough. And I talk about this a lot because it's just a really common thing that in the world of social media, where there's so much content out there, we have to make sure whatever we create to put out in front of our ideal people actually is going to capture their attention, right? And words are powerful. Language is powerful. So if we're not very intentional about what we're putting out in front of those leads, they may miss us completely. So in the world of marketing, there's really kind of two big areas that can cause a lot of issues for high-ticket coaches in that they miss their lead altogether, or their lead will fall away from them even before there's a chance to see if they might be a good quality customer. Now, this is a shame because a lot of energy and effort is put into marketing, is put into creating content, is put into getting out in front of our ideal people. So if you're not careful with that messaging, with capturing people's attention in split seconds, you're going to miss that person, right? And then if you miss the second step of creating this call to action that would allow them to exchange their contact information for something of value, some sort of valuable piece of information, You've missed a second opportunity to grow your contact list and continue conversations with these people. Does this make sense? So in the world of marketing, I want to stop for a moment and ask you to really genuinely reflect on the effectiveness of what you're doing in the marketing world. Now, this is not you guessing that you're in front of the right people. This is, are you actually seeing people who would need your services showing up and consuming your content? I want you to answer the question, can you tell? Do you know? You should be able to know that the people who are consuming your content are your ideal leads. If you don't know that, there's something off with the equation. Something that you're going to need to dig into to figure out, how do I know if I'm in front of the right people? Because you don't want to spend all this time and energy and effort creating all this material, creating all this content, spending all this time trying to get exposure if you're just putting yourself and all this content in front of the wrong people. You're not going to grow your business this way. And that can very quickly lead to frustration, burnout, and just like wondering what in the world you're doing all day, creating content, posting, doing all this stuff right and left, and it's not taking you anywhere. Okay. So really important to think about that. Step back, be honest with yourself. How is that going? You should be able to look at the data and see if you are getting yourself in front of the right audience and if they are paying attention to your material. The second piece, you're going to know even better if you are capturing the right people, if your message is making sense, if people are liking what they're seeing from you, is if you are actually converting leads, right? So this means that you are getting their email information in exchange for something else. You are asking for that call to action to engage further with you. And so if you're doing a lot of this outreach, content creation, getting the awareness with your marketing out there, but you are not getting leads, quality leads. I mean, you can get a whole lot of bad leads. That's not going to help you either, right? So, you know, oh gosh, yeah, there are services out there that'll be happy to get you a whole bunch of leads. But if they're not your people, that's not good either. So are you getting quality leads by the marketing that you are doing? Are you growing your email list? Are you growing your contact list? Are you getting the ability to continue to build a relationship with these people? This is what effective marketing is going to do for you. So really important, because this is the very first step of bringing people into your world and enrolling new clients. Okay. And so you're probably wondering, okay, what about the whole sales thing, Jesse? When are we going to talk about sales and selling? Now, I know a lot of people don't love the sales end of things, but the sales piece follows the marketing piece, because the sales is where you convert those leads into new clients. So it's just a natural extension of the marketing side of things, but it's truly taking the leads that you've gotten in and you are seeing if they're a good fit for what you offer, and you're converting them into a client through an exchange of funds, right? So they're gonna purchase your offer from you. They're going to enroll with you, and you're going to start to coach them. And that's the sale. It's plain and simple. So all businesses, all high ticket coaches need ongoing, continuous new client enrollments, more sales, of course, which means revenue into the company, to continue as a business, right? I mean, that's very simple, very basic business, is that you need to find a way not to just get your first customers, but to create a system that creates ongoing customers over and over and over and over, more and more and more and more, so that you can continue to stay in business. Okay, so I want you to answer very honestly for yourself, how is this going? How is this going for your business? Now, this is a really easy one to measure, because either you are enrolling new clients and you're bringing revenue into your company, or you're not. It's either meeting your goals that you have for either monthly sales, quarterly sales, and growing. Likely you're wanting to continue to grow and expand your business, and you're hitting those goals, or you're not. So I just want you to take a minute, and are you happy with what's happening with your sales numbers, with your new client enrollments, or are you not? this second piece of the equation after the marketing side of things is going to tell you if you need to step back and adjust anything at all to make this side of your business more efficient and more effective, like we just talked about on the marketing side of things. Pretty easy to look at the data on this particular question. Now, as I look at marketing and as I look at sales, I see that they can each be done in two separate sort of broad categories. So for marketing, if you're thinking about raising awareness and getting leads, that can happen either in an organic manner where you're doing the work and you're putting it out there, like social media posts, YouTube videos, email marketing, podcasts, certainly networking would be an organic outreach and trying to bring people in that way. Or it can be paid. Marketing can be paid. Something like paid ads, paid marketing is really paying for the privilege of putting yourself in front of specific audiences. It allows you to dial in specifically. So you're paying for that privilege. Now, there's a lot of other ways of marketing, and you can do a blend of both, right? Both work differently. So it just is what feels right to you as a business owner, what you enjoy doing. I mean, some people really love being on social media all day long. They get a lot of energy from that. They love that. And so they are growing their business by doing organic social media posting, and that can really benefit their business. If you are a newer person to the online space and you don't have a lot of followers, you don't have a lot of social media presence, sometimes going down the paid road can be beneficial because it gives you the privilege then of getting in front of your audiences. And at the same time as you are getting the exposure and you're growing your lead base, you're also growing your social media presence because you're paying for the privilege of being in front of your ideal leads, your ideal audience. Now, I do say that paid marketing needs to be done very carefully. You know, you don't want to jump in and spend all kinds of money without having a tested system. You know, if you jump in and start trying to do things without caution, it's almost like burning money. And I don't want anybody doing that. You want to be careful and make sure you are testing what you're doing before you start spending big budgets in the paid marketing arena. Okay. And ultimately, I think the best method as you figure out which way you like to go best is honestly to do a blend of both. I think they both complement each other. So you may find that you really enjoy doing organic, but want to try some paid ads here and there just to grow your exposure and your lead base again. You can give that a try, right? As you move further down the road. And if you do paid advertising, you may want to do some organic posting to support what you're doing with the paid marketing side of things. So I do like a blend of both, but generally speaking, when you're trying to figure things out, if you're starting out or if you're at a point where you are stuck, you feel like you're troubleshooting, I would really recommend that you pick one or the other because where you focus and where you can dial it in and start to get that working, right? On the sales side of things, I see sales, that conversion of the lead into a client, a paying client, happening in two methods as well. So one of those is passive, where that would be like you are taking those leads that you're getting and you are driving them to a website where you have a really great sales page and you're selling your digital courses and they can pick and choose from your digital offerings and they can just actually do a click to purchase, right? So that's converting that person into a client passively. There's also what I would consider to be the active selling. And this would be for a higher ticket offer because this is where you are actively working really more one-on-one, having some sort of communication with that one individual lead to talk to them about their needs, to ask them questions about what their goals are, to see if what you're doing is a good fit for them and see if they will then convert into a client. So that's the one-on-one, more active sales process. And that typically happens with a higher ticket offer. So in the sales world, again, both work both have good things, both have challenges to them. So they just are different ways of converting a lead into a client. It's what works best for you, what works best for your business, what you prefer as a business owner, what you want your client's experience to be, what your product is. These questions will help you answer which sales path works best for your business. But the thing of all of this is, when you look at the basics, these steps, the marketing to sales, the raising awareness by getting in front of the right audience with the right message, then having some sort of call to action so that you actually get a lead with the contact information, right? So that you can continue communicating with them. And then that whole process moving smoothly to the lead, moving into a client, the sales action happening, that person is then drawn to work with you. These steps really need to happen seamlessly, smoothly for your customer. From the very first putting eyeballs on your offer, all the way through to becoming a customer, you don't want your customer to feel like they're moving along this path other than you're creating an interest for them. You are creating a curiosity about what you do. You're creating desire for them to want to know more about your coaching program, how you can help them. So when you create a desire like that, they, of their own accord, will move towards you. And then that makes them into a lead where they're interested in sharing their contact information with you. And that lead then expressing interest becomes a warm contact, right? And it gives you the opportunity to have a deeper connection with them that makes it easier for you to convert that lead into a client. I hope this whole progression makes sense to you. It is truly basics of the business world. So whether you're a high ticket coach, low ticket coach, whether you sell cars, whatever it is that you do, most businesses use marketing and sales to get new clients, to bring that revenue into their business so that they can deliver their product to them and then do this over and over and over and over again for years to grow their business and help more customers. So I would love for you to step back, either if you're new to the coaching world. I talk to a lot of people who are new to this side of the business, and they're just trying to soak it all in. What do I do? How do I put this all together? And it's like a flow. It's ultimately a flow, and that's what your customers should feel as well. We don't want to do anything as the business owner to make the path that they walk towards us to be hard for them. We want it to be as easy, smooth, effortless, and engaging as possible. And if we do that, our chances of converting more new clients goes up. When we don't do these steps well, we tend to lose our leads even before we have a chance to talk to them. We tend to not have the means by which to continue communication with them. And we stop the process. We, as the business owners, stop the process for our potential clients. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to stop the process of them coming towards us or finding us. But we do it all the time, unfortunately, because we just get so busy, or we're not intentional, or we don't know the puzzle pieces that need to come together. And we're stuck wondering what in the world's going on. I'm doing all this stuff and it doesn't seem to be working. When it's really not that difficult, when you know what the pieces are. And that's why I'm taking it back to the basics today. Like, what is marketing? What is sales? And how does this process all fit together to help us grow our business? That's what we're all about, right? I mean, we're doing this business so that we can help more people and continue to do that one client at a time, over and over and over again. So I hope this quick visit down the road of basics, marketing, sales, what is it? What's the difference? And what do I need to watch out for? And what do I need to step back and really honestly assess data-wise, not guessing, data-wise? How can I measure the results of each of these steps, the awareness, the audience? Am I getting leads? Am I getting contact? How many am I converting of those leads into clients? You can take a look at those numbers and see how it's working. And is it working effectively? Is it working efficiently? Is it working at all? Or have we broken it somewhere along the way? I hope this simple revisit helps you look honestly at your business at each of these steps to see if you are making the most of each of the steps along this path so that you can in turn make that path as fun, as effortless, as engaging, as irresistible as you possibly can for those ideal clients to move towards you so that you can enroll more of them as your next new clients. I really, truly appreciate you being here with me today. I'd love to get your feedback to know if this little step into back to basics was helpful for you. If you've got any questions, if this podcast brings up any additional questions for you, please let me know. You're welcome to reach out to me at support@jessieqsalescoaching.com. I'd love to hear from you. You're also welcome to leave some comments with the podcast and let me know what those questions are. I'm happy to answer them. And I truly do appreciate you being here with me today. I hope you find that this is helpful for you in growing your business. And I will see you next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Now, before you go, if this episode resonates with you, I would absolutely love it if you would follow the podcast and leave a review so we can reach more entrepreneurs just like you who are eager to build a thriving coaching business that lights up their soul, gives them time freedom, and brings them financial abundance without feeling all that resistance and yuck when it comes to lead generation and sales. And if you're interested in knowing more how you can make lead generation and sales easier inside your business, check out my free mini course. You'll find the link to that mini course in the episode notes. And if you'd like to get to know me better, see what's going on in my life, hop on over to Instagram.com and follow me at Jessie Q Sales Coaching. Be sure to say hi to me there and let me know you found my podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great week, my friends. Just know I'm cheering you on to your biggest imaginable business success.